Some studies have shown that diets high in fruits and vegetables can help protect women against breast cancer, but the evidence is inconclusive. A report in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association finds no link between eating lots of fruits and vegetables and reducing the risk of breast cancer. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
This is by far the biggest analysis of women's diets and breast cancer risk. Researchers looked at 8 different studies, a total of over 350,000 women. Over 15 years, 7,377 of those women were diagnosed with breast cancer. Harvard University epidemiologist Stephanie Smith-Warner headed the study.
Overall, we found that fruit and vegetable consumption was not associated with breast cancer risk, even when we analyzed a variety of fruit and vegetable groups.
Smith-Warner looked at women who ate diets high in all types of fruits and vegetables, as well as those who ate diets high in specific types of fruits or vegetables.
Fruit and vegetable groups such as green leafy vegetables, some botanically defined fruit and vegetable groups such as cruciferous vegetables, which consist of broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, legumes, which are mature beans and peas. We looked at citrus fruits, and then we looked at 17 specific fruits and vegetables, including apples, bananas, oranges, broccoli, carrots, corn.
And none had a protective effect against breast cancer. But Smith-Warner says the results of her study should not discourage women from eating lots of fruits and vegetables. For one thing, her analysis only looked at studies of diets of adult women. It still may be that lots of fruits and vegetables consumed during childhood have a cumulative protective effect later in life. And other studies have produced clear evidence that fruits and vegetables protect both men and women against other types of cancer, including colon, lung, throat, and stomach cancer.
Fruits and vegetables are rich sources of potential cancer preventive agents. They are rich sources of antioxidants. They contain compounds that have been shown to detoxify carcinogens in the body. They've also been shown to have effects on cell proliferation, which are all related to carcinogenesis.
And the protective effects of fruits and vegetables can also help protect against other diseases like diabetes and heart disease. Dr. Bill Dietz heads the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Division of Nutrition.
It's very important to consume a variety of fruit and vegetables because of the diversity of nutrients that fruits and vegetables contain. So that, for example, someone who eats only carrots is not going to have the same kind of beneficial effects on health as somebody who's eating leafy green vegetables, carrots, and other foods like broccoli and cauliflower.
Current U.S. dietary recommendations call for at least 5 servings of fruits or vegetables every day. A serving equals about 1 medium-sized fruit or a half a cup of cooked vegetables. Researcher Smith-Warner plans to investigate other foods and their relation to breast cancer reduction. Future studies will focus on fiber, meat, and dairy products. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.